Yes, I was a little surprised that a lady of Maggie's standing in the community would snore. I was kind of embarrassed, to tell you the truth, that my sister would... I mean, we're talking about heavy-duty hog pen noises. Maggie? Oh, Maggie? Margaret? No luck. I had no choice but to raise my voice. Maggie! I've got a wonderful surprise for you. Uncle Hank is here for a visit. Maggie? Hey! That did it. Broke the rhythm of her snores. She snored and grunted, and good heavens, the poor girl must have been having trouble with her sinuses. How could such a sweet finimum lady make such truck-like noises? Maggie, sorry to wake you up, but I just wanted to check in and... I can see her head now. Big head. Sharp-pointed ears. Heavy jowls. She was having a problem with her weight, too. Anyway, Maggie, it's me again, Hank the cow dog. And are you my sister Maggie, or have I... A deep voice answered.
Son, my name is Rambo. You have woke me up, and you are fixing to learn what happens to mutts who wake up Great Danes in the middle of the night.
Huh? Great Danes? Well, we needn't drag this thing out. On the positive side, I managed to dislodge the foreign object in my throat. On the negative side, what dislodged it was the force of my body being hurled against the fence. And yes, I did pick up a few facts about Great Danes. Their greatness refers to their size, not to any higher qualities of mind or spirit. And they have no sense of humor at all. I mean none. Zero. Zilch. Never wake up a Great Dane in the middle of the night. Well, let us say that I had made a slight miscalculation and had entered the wrong yard. Let us say that I was expelled from the yard in a rude manner, and that I was lucky to escape with all four legs attached to their proper places. That Rambo character was an incredible thug. Although, if he hadn't caught me by surprise, and if I hadn't been handicapped by a foreign object that was hung in my throat, I might have left the yard anyway, come to think of it. So there I was, alone again, in a dark alley. I didn't dare try another yard entry at that late hour, for obvious reasons, and so I wandered around for several hours, just killing time. Not much to report there. I barked at several mutts who barked at me first, and I caught a big black cat picking through the remains of the garbage barrel I had overturned. In other words, she was stealing my garbage. But I taught her a valuable lesson about property law. She was crouched there in the alley, see, and thought she was getting by with her sneaky activity, thought that whole alley belonged to her, never saw me creeping up behind her, and... I love doing that to cats. It's one of the things that makes being a dog worthwhile. If you work it just right, you can creep up on them, and at the very last second, roar right in their ears. Then, rear! They'll hiss and spit and squall, turn wrong side out, and run away. Once in a great while, they'll turn around and pop you on the nose with their claws, as this one did. And sometimes that causes a little blood to flow, but the end result is always worth the sacrifice. I chased that cat up a utility pole and returned to my garbage barrel and spent the remainder of the night guarding my treasures. I wasn't sure that I needed those treasures, but they were by George mine, and I wasn't about to turn them over to a bunch of rinky-dink town cats. One of the disadvantages of owning treasures is that you have to guard them, and guard duty can be very boring. I remained alert and vigilant until the early morning hours, at which time I probably fell asleep. Yes, I'm almost sure I fell asleep, because the next thing I knew, it was broad daylight and the sun was straight overhead. I leaped up from my bed of grass and papers, shook myself, took a good long stretch, yawned, made a quick inventory of my treasures, and lit out to find my sister's place. In the light of day, I had no trouble finding it. Yes, it all came back to me now, all the signs and landmarks I had missed the night before. How foolish of me to have missed them, but remember that the night had been very, very dark. Extremely dark. No moon whatsoever. No dog could have found that yard in the dark. Okay, once again, I was faced with a 5-foot wooden fence, but once again, that was no big deal. I crouched, leaped, hooked front paws, scrambled back legs, and pulled myself up to the summit. There, balancing myself on the top 2x4, I pulled myself up to my full height and cried out in a triumphant voice, "Hey, Maggie, surprise! Look who's..." Balancing on a 2x4 is one of the most difficult tricks in the world, especially when you combine it with a triumphant shout. And a lot of times what happens is that a guy will go over the side in a crash-dive situation. In other words, falling off a fence is no disgrace, even if you happen to swap ends and land on your back. It was my good fortune to land in a clump of tall, dry weeds, which softened the blow but also made it very difficult for me to regain my footing. No problem. All I had to do was kick and scramble. But on the other hand, these were very large weeds, and it appeared that I had gotten myself high-centered in them, and by George, I couldn't get out. Funny how those embarrassing moments always seem to come at the worst possible. I had wanted to impress my sister with an extra special trick, don't you know, and, well, there I was, hung up in some darn fool weeds, and here came my nieces and nephews, all 4 of them, cutest little guys you ever saw.
"It's Uncle Hank!"
"Hi, Uncle Hank!"
I chuckled and looked down at them. They all appeared to be standing upside down because, well, because I was lying on my back in those stupid idiot weeds. "Hi, kids! Hey, it's great to see you again. Did you see your Uncle Hank balanced up there on that fence, huh? Was that pretty exciting or what?"
"What are you doing in the weeds, Uncle Hank?"
"Weeds? Oh, you mean these weeds? Just part of the trick, honey, and now I'll just kick my way out of these. Sometimes it takes a little..." Boy, these are some kind of heavy weeds y'all have here.
"Are you stuck, Uncle Hank?
Should we call Mama to help you, Uncle Hank?"
"Don't bother your ma, son. No, I'll just kick and struggle and in no time at all." "Call your mama, son. I think I'm hung up." The boy, Roscoe, I think it was, went scampering over to the doghouse.
"Mama, Mama, come quick. Uncle Hank's here."
"Oh, good heavens. He couldn't have come at a..."
"Come quick. He fell in some weeds and can't get out."
I couldn't make out what she said then, but I could tell just by the tone of her voice that she was pretty concerned about me. Good old Mag. She had some peculiar ways, and over the years we hadn't seen eye to eye on everything, but when it came down to taking care of her kinfolks, hey, she was solid as a rock. She followed Roscoe over to the clump of weeds. She seemed to be wearing a peculiar smile, almost a smirk, although it was hard to tell since I was looking at her upside down.
"Good heavens, Henry, what are you doing?"
"Hi, Mag. Fine, thanks. Great to see you again. Oh, I took a little tumble off the fence, you might say, and by George, I seem to be hung up in these weeds."
"Yes, so it seems, Henry. And what were you doing on top of the fence?"
"Oh, just goofing around, Mag. You know me. Heck, I wanted to give these kids a little... Tell you what, Mag, why don't we talk about it after you help me get out of here?" She came over and pushed down on the weeds with her front paws. It didn't take much to get me out of there, just a little shove on the weeds, and bingo! I was out of that mess and back on the ground. I gave myself a good shake and knocked off some of those weed stems, kind of spruced myself up because, hey, I wasn't slumming anymore. I was visiting my sister. Well, naturally, all 4 kids came rushing up to me.
"Hi, Uncle Hank!"
"Do another trick for us, Uncle Hank."
"Yeah, tell us a story about coyotes and wolves."
I looked down at him and smiled. All in good time, kids, all in good time. But first, let me say hello to my favorite sister. I walked over to her and gave her a big hug. Maggie, it's great to see you again. She embraced me, but then pulled away. She lifted her nose and sniffed the air.
Henry, I think I smell garbage.
Garbage? That's odd. Oh, I know what it is. There's garbage strewn all over the alley, Mag. Terrible sight. Do you have cats in this neighborhood?
Well, yes, but...
There you are. I knew it. Those cats have been picking around in garbage barrels. In fact, I caught one of them in the act and ran her up a pole. To be honest about it, Maggie, I was shocked to see your alley in such a mess.
Oh, well, of course, we try to.
Don't worry about it, Maggie. I know it's not your fault, but it was a little shocking. And who knows, I might have picked up some of that garbage smell just walking down the alley is probably what happened.
I'm sure that's what it was, Henry.
Dodged a bullet there.
Perhaps you'll have to be more careful when you leave. I wouldn't want you going back to the ranch smelling of garbage. I know how fussy you are about those things.
Little Spot, the other boy, pushed his way into the conversation.
You're not gonna leave, are you, Uncle Hank? Can't you stay a while and tell us a story?
For some reason, Maggie's eyes grew as wide as plates.
Hush, child! Your Uncle Hank is a very busy dog.
I chuckled. That's okay, Mag. He's right. By George, when you get too busy to visit your kinfolks, you're just too busy.
Yes, but Henry, we know you have a ranch to take care of, and we understand that you're anxious to get back to your work.
Well, yes, I am a pretty busy dog. I mean, running that ranch all by myself is no small potatoes. She seemed to be edging towards the fence.
Certainly not. I don't know how you do it.
It's tough, Mag. A lot of dogs couldn't handle it. By this time, we had reached the fence. Maggie smiled and turned her adoring eyes on me.
Well, Henry, this is goodbye. Do come again sometime when we're not all so busy.
Yes, I sure will, Mag. I was about to kiss them all goodbye when all of a sudden I noticed something that changed my plans entirely.